General Services Administration and the scandal, it deepens as a list of questionable conferences are being scrapped from its calendar. This as it's also been revealed that the GSA spent over $330,000 to relocate one employee from Denver to Hawaii.
That's a long way. All right, let's talk to Matt Welsh about all this, editor-in-chief Reason Magazine. It'll give us a reason, I guess, to show that guy in the guitar in a few minutes that we've shown a few times this hour. Whatever it is. What do you make of all this?
You know, this is unfortunately an artifact of a federal government running on autopilot, basically, right now. We've increased the budget from $1.8 trillion to $3.6 trillion, and these agencies justify their budget every year by starting with last year's budget and trying to pad it out. So if they have money left over, they're going to go and take 120 interns to Palm Springs on an
intern.
That
was my new favorite, because as we get more and more details about the reckless spending at the GSA, which is charged with actually helping control spending and government agencies or manage those dollars. That's my new favorite, is the interns who got to go to Palm Springs.
For 5 days. It wasn't just like a weekend, right?
But does it come down, though, to the management of these different divisions of government? Because, again, there has to be some accountability at the lower level, does it not?
Well, I mean, let's remember that we're seeing some of this accountability now. The reason why we know about this is because of inspectors general and the president is talking about it. But it is inevitable. When you have no budget coming out of the Senate Finance Committee at all, we're not even thinking about it, you just have to justify your budget every year. So this is built and cooked into the system at a time when everyone is complaining, oh, we're cutting government to the bone. How are we going to survive? This is an inevitable byproduct of
big
government.
So you think in the real world there's some serious real consequences from this, not just something to get outraged about and, you know, half joke around about? This is something that's going to come out of this, or no?
Well, I mean, we've had a few people resign and there'll be a few other people fired. The problem is that there is a mentality that says there's nothing wrong with this. I mean, something produced the fact that a guy can play a ukulele joking about all the tax money that he's wasting. That suggests a widespread pervasive culture where people are just untethered to, hey, we have to justify every single dollar that's being spent.
The sad thing is, though, with the $15.5 trillion annual deficit, it's running a trillion or more, that when you look at these dollars, they just don't amount to much.
Right. It's a symbolic exercise here when, in fact, we have a big three driving spending of Medicare, military spending.
Are they attached, though? I mean, do they go hand in hand?
They're part of the same culture. It's a way of talking about these other things, but sometimes it's a way of not talking about it. Republicans love to bring up these things because they actually don't really want to cut these big drivers of the federal budget, unfortunately.
Like defense, the other thing. All right, Matt Welsh, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Both sides, Matt. Thank you.
Appreciate
Matt Welsh.